Okay, just the last year on this topic, hopefully. In regards to the issue of starting Shemoneh Esrei in such a way that you're going to Mish Kaddish HaKadusha, I just want to clarify you that what's the problem? We have a rule of Shemei Kohenim that when you listen, is if you're saying, so what does Allah, when a person is davening Shemoneh Esrei and the Tzibur gets the Kedusha, what does he do? In regards to that, so there is his opinion in halacha that he continues davening and he does not interrupt his tefillah to listen to the kedusha. However, we don't pass on like that. We pass on that a person interrupts his tefillah. He doesn't say anything, but he will pause in his tefillah to listen to kedusha. Which parts of kedusha does he listen to? He does not listen to the phrase of the kadesh. He does not need to do so. And the extra Lashonos in between on Shabbos, he does not need to do so as well. What he does need to listen to is to the phrase of Kadosh, 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 and the phrase of Baruch, preferably the phrase of Yimloich as well. Now, he's by listening, what he's doing is being Yotze with the person that he's hearing from. We have a general rule when a person is being Yotze and being Moy, he has to have a mind to be Yotze, and the person who's saying it has to have the mind to be Moitzi him. So if he's going to listen to the person next to him, the person next to him is not necessarily having a mind to be Moitzi him. He can make such arrangements beforehand. He knows he's davening slowly and says to his neighbor, you know, whenever you get to Kedusha, say it loud enough and have a mind to Moitzi me, and I'll have a mind to be Yotze, and we'll do it that way. He can make such an arrangement, but we don't assume that arrangement is automatic. The person has a mind to be Moitzi me. He's not thinking about me. What about the Chazan? So Rav Moshe says in the Tshuva that the Chazan, however, his job is to be Moitzi the Tzibur. So even though the Chazan is not having specific intent to be Moitzi any individual, but by nature of being the Chazan, that's what he's doing. So when the Chazan says Kadosh, 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 the Tzibur is the people who are davening Shemoneh Esrei can hear that and be listen to it and be Yotze Shemei Ka'onim. The Chazan obviously has to say it loud enough and all of the words out loud that the people are able to hear him. So therefore, Rav Moshe suggests that the Chazan should wait a little bit till it's quiet, that the Tzibur should be able to hear the people which are still davening should be able to hear the words of the Chazan and be answered with them. However, the Mishabura talks about the fact that the Chazan shouldn't take himself out of the cloud which are saying Kadosh, 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 but that he should say it together with the cloud. So the solution is to wait till the Tzibur has almost finished saying Kadosh, 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 and getting a little bit quiet already, and he should start the words Kadosh, Kadosh together while the Tzibur is still saying that phrase, that posik. So he will be the equivalent of saying it together with the Tzibur and also fulfill this idea that Rav Moshe says. Okay, so we have a Yom Shemei Kohenim, and so it comes out this halacha that we're saying means even though we have an option of Shemei Kohenim, we still consider the mile of saying it actually with your mouth is so significant that we're undermining your tefillah b'tzibur, like we spoke about already, to allow you to actually say the kedusha and not just use Shemei Kohenim. Okay. We mentioned that if a person wants to start Shemoneh Esrei early, normally that's an issue, but over here, we mentioned that if a person would want to start Shemoneh Esrei early to be able to allow him to get to Kedusha on time, he could do so. We mentioned a person could walk out to the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses, so some say that's only, which he knows he's going to be able to hear a Kaddish or Kedusha later on, or he has already heard beforehand. Some suggest that halacha has a limitation that it's only he's being mafsid tefillah b'tzibur. It's only a case where he has the right to do that because he has to get to work. Those type of situations where halacha would free him up from his chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur. Many people are not makbid in this halacha. We see many people do not seem to be makbid. They come in late and they start Shemoneh Esrei and they miss Kaddish and Kedusha. They do not seem to be makbid in this halacha. And it's a question which we need to understand. Is there any explanation for that? So there is some who suggests that the person came in time to Shacharis at Tzad Adavin together with the Tzibur in a timely fashion, and he just happens to daven more slowly, and because of that he gets into the situation that they weren't mechayev of him to wait all the way to the end of davening to say his tefillah. That's not, he's doing his due diligence. The Tzibur is going very quickly. That wouldn't answer, wouldn't explain the what person was actually walking in late by Mincha or by Maariv in that type of situation. We did make one suggestion of how a person in a case where he wants to get at least a mile of Shosha Tzibur Mispalim, maybe that is some type of suggestion of how to address this issue. Okay. I really think this time we actually are finished with these halachas, and Mr. Shemli will go on to the next klal tomorrow. Have a good day.